أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولو بسط الله الرزق لعباده لبغوا في الأرض ولكن ينزل بقدر ما يشاء إنه بعباده خبير بصير وهو الذي ينزل الغيث من بعد ما قنطوا وينشر رحمته وهو الولي الحميد ومن آياته خلق السماوات والأرض وما بث فيهما من دابة وهو على جمعهم إذا يشاء قدير صدق الله العظيم. In the ayahs before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about a very great grace of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that no matter how much a person may be arrogant and oppose the deen of Allah, the kitab of Allah, or for that matter our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he turns towards Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَيَسْتَجِيبُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَيَزِيدُهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِ. Those who have iman, they have practiced righteous deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to them. When they make ibadat, Allah accepts it. When they supplicate to Allah, when they make dua to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts it. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to an inquiring mind, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to the du'as of those who have brought iman, then obviously one of the du'as that a person would make is for the abundance of sustenance in this world, the abundance of material acquisitions of this world, the abundance of resources in this world. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deals with that, and some of the commentators have stated that this ayah also was revealed with regards to the thoughts of some of the sahaba of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that in Medina Munawwara, the Jewish tribes, the Banu Qurayza, Banu Qaynuqa, Banu Nadir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them abundant wealth. They were living lives of opulence, of luxury, and hence the thoughts had come to some of the sahaba that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gives us such wealth, then obviously we will utilize that wealth in the path of Allah, etc. There were those of the suffa on the platform in the masjid of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who were impoverished, and these thoughts used to enter their minds also. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deals with all of this. And Allah says, وَلَوْ بَسَطَ اللَّهُ رِزْقَ لِعِبَادِهِ لَبَغَوْا فِي الْأَرْضِ. That if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spreads out provisions, if Allah spreads out sustenance, rosy risk, لِعِبَادِهِ for His servants, لَبَغَوْا فِي الْأَرْضِ, then they will create corruption on the surface of this earth. There are those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that if Allah keeps them in an impoverished condition, they will remain steadfast on it and they will continue making the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are those that may not be able to cope with it, so hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them a little bit of wealth of this world, and then in that condition they make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they continue making the ibadat of Allah. If from this person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in an impoverished state, situation, if Allah gives him wealth, then perhaps he will become arrogant. If Allah takes away the wealth from those whom Allah had given wealth, perhaps he will turn away from Allah and he will commit kufr. So hence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spreads out that amount of wealth, and Allah grants that amount of wealth that is good for an individual so that he will remain on the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is in the general circumstances, and this is the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amongst the many du'as our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made, and one particular section of du'as is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had sought refuge in Allah, he had sought protection in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And amongst them, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had sought protection. وَمِن شَرِّ فِتْنَةِ الْغِنَىٰ وَمِن شَرِّ فِتْنَةِ الْفَقَرِ. No Allah, I seek protection from the evil of wealth and also from the evil of being impoverished. So both Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said has its evils. Here in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also shows that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not generally give one person everything and all resources. Some Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may give the material tangible wealth of this world. Others Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may give very good health. Some Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the knowledge of deen. And in this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has distributed the various forms of Allah's rozi, of Allah's sustenance. وَلَكِنْ يُنَزِّلُ بِقَدَرِ مَا يَشَاءُ. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down بِقَدَرِ مَا يَشَاءُ in measures as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desires. Allah Rabbul Izzat determines the measure of how much, of what resource, of what kind of wealth Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants an individual, and in that way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants. The important aspect for us is not about having and not having. It is about being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of appreciating whatever ni'mat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, and obviously persevere and endure in the absence of any particular ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps away, and believing it is best in our interest that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps that particular ni'mat away from us. إِنَّهُ بِعِبَادِهِ خَبِيرٌ بَصِيرٌ. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware, Allah has full knowledge, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beholds His servants. And because Allah has full knowledge about us, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beholds us, Allah knows best what is in our interest. And hence here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this aspect, that no matter how much sometimes we may ask, but there are those things that Allah will keep away from us if it causes harm. If Allah grants it to us, it will be harm to us. A person will become arrogant, and that arrogance affects those around us, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also protects those around us. وَهُوَ الَّذِي يُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا قَنَطُوا وَيَنْشُرُ رَحْمَتَهُ. At this particular time, this ayat is most apt. The times of drought, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send down beneficial rains. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is He who sends down the rains, مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا قَنَطُوا, after people become despondent, after people despair. Now this is the general trend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that on the one hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees to all our needs, and if you look at the years before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent down rain timeously. There was always the abundance of water, there was always the abundance of fruit and crops, but how many of us appreciated that ni'mat of Allah? How many of us actually thereafter thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and bowed down to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in appreciation? We know the answers to that. So there are those times that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep away this wonderful and very important and beautiful ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent down timelessly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps it away so that we also turn towards Allah. We turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in humility, seeking and making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and at the same time we turn away from our disobedience, we turn away from our gunas and our sins, and also the very, very important lesson of our heedlessness with regards to these ni'mats of Allah, the squandering and the wastage of these ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now becomes a reality in our lives. We need to look into it, we need to introspect. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that after man despairs, after man becomes despondent, Allah will send down the rains. It is for us to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is our istighfar, it is our tawbah, it is our repentance that is going to be of avail in these particular moments of difficulties. وَيَنْشُرُ رَحْمَتَهُ. And in that way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter spreads out Allah's rahmah, Allah's mercy. وَهُوَ الْوَلِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the wali, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the guardian, Allah manages all affairs. Al-Hamid, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is full of praises. In the last ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Allah's signs again. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ خَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And from amongst the signs of Allah is the creations of the skies and the earth. So for Allah to send down rain is not a difficult task. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us our sustenance is not a difficult task. Everything is in the hands of Allah. He has created everything. وَمَا بَتَّ فِيهِمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ And whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spread out on the earth from the dabba. Now dabba usually in the original language referred to every moving creature that has life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to that as dabba. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent every moving creature on the surface of this earth and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spread it out. It is He who has done it. So Allah says, وَهُوَ عَلَى جَمْعِهِمْ إِذَا يَشَاءُ قَدِيرٌ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power and Allah is able to gather all of them whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires and that is on the day of Qiyamah. So in these ayats and these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses these important aspects with regards to our sustenance, the coming down of rain and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qudrat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك